A special guest in the Super Request Lounge, I have Brad Wilk, who is the drummer for Rage Against the Machine. Now, you're here in Australia to talk about your new album.
Right.
Yeah. What can you tell us about it?
We've finally put out a record after 4 years. We made a record because we all wanted to, rather than record companies or anyone else, and I think it shows. We're extremely excited about it. We think we made the best record we've ever made, and for us, it's definitely worth the wait. Mm-hmm. And it's just that much more exciting for us, and I think for our fans when we do put out a record, because we don't really shove ourselves down, you know, people's throat every 8 months with, you know, half-assed music.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Then, and it has also allowed you time to, other band members and yourself to be doing political activism. Yeah.
Definitely. You know, all of us are involved in different ways. Whether you know, it's me locally dealing with the Los Angeles Free Clinic that you know offers psychological and health care to homeless people who wouldn't necessarily be able to receive that, or you know, Tom working with Unite and Zach working with, you know, Zapatista, the fight for democracy in Mexico. So we've definitely been keeping busy as well.
Mm-hmm. And you must get sort of inundated, though, with letters and petitions from people saying, you know,
it's amazing.
We've
yeah.
got this and that, because everyone knows that once you get behind them, you know,
yes.
you go full throttle.
Yeah, it is. And there are so many organizations that need help. And so that's why we kind of just have to stick with, you know, what's in our hearts. And between the four of us, figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. So the new material on this album, I have had a little bit of a sneak preview, because I had to twist someone's arm from your record company to give it to me. But there's it still has, you know, that same energy, but it does definitely sound a lot funkier as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if anything, on this record, we absolutely captured the energy of our live shows and the intensity more than any record that we've ever done, actually. So, and I just think it's just a broader record all the way around. You can hear the subtleties a little bit more as well. It's a little bit more ambient sounding record, and we cannot wait to put it out and go on tour.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. And Guerrilla Radio, he's going to be the first single.
Guerrilla Radio will be the first single.
But that was the obvious choice for the first.
Yeah, I think we decided on Guerrilla Radio because when you hear that song, I think it's kind of easily identifiable as a Rage Against the Machine song. And I think, you know, we haven't put out a record for 4 years, and there's been a lot of bands that have kind of been on our tip of music and sort of claiming it as our own. And I think it's something that we've been doing, you know, since 92. And I think this is just shows that much more growth from our last two records. And it was a very powerful first song to come out on. And, you know, there's a lot of other songs that branch off in different directions that we will probably be using as singles further on down the road. So, you know, I think in the future, I think as long as we're, you know, staying active and still keeping the philosophy of activists, you know, you can really write about anything, really.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, then. Well, you're on Super Request. It's a national request program, Brad, so which means you get
super.
To choose a song. Yeah, super.
Excellent.
Which song, which band would you like to hear from?
How about a John Spencer Blues Explosion?
Yes, the consummate performer, Mr. Fudgy. John Spencer.
Fudgy?
Fudgy the Whale?
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
Here it is. This is new for John Spencer Blues Explosion, a request by Brad Wilk from Rage Against the Machine for you on Triple J.